The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea, the only podcast where the chaos is absolutely intentional. The tangents are a feature, not a bug, and your narrator is clinging to professionalism by a single trembling thread while absolutely losing it internally. Here's the deal. Chuck and Billy looked at the world, decided it wasn't nearly unhinged enough, and said, "Yeah, we can fix that." Armed with a microphone, zero filters, and the emotional stability of a raccoon at 3 a.m., they dove headfirst into pure weaponized nonsense. If you're expecting polite, structured, NPR core conversation, oh no, oh sweetheart, you are so painfully lost. Billy is allegedly the voice of reason, trying to keep things on track while flooring the gas pedal on every unwise idea. He's the one saying, "We probably shouldn't talk about this," right before absolutely talking about it. Chuck, meanwhile, is cackling like he just discovered fire, monster energy, and a live microphone on the same day. He's convinced everything he says is comedy gold, and the terrifying part? He's not entirely wrong. The jokes come at you fast, like your intrusive thoughts got a sponsor. The tangents? Majestic. Unnecessary. Glorious. Nothing is safe. Personal embarrassment? They brought charts. Trauma, but make it funny? Absolutely. Basic decency? Checked at the door with everyone's dignity. So grab your sense of humor. The twisted, slightly scorched, should I be laughing at this? Variety. Because Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea is about to rewire your brain in the most chaotic way possible. You'll laugh. You'll cringe. You'll briefly worry about everyone involved. Fair warning, you might laugh so hard your neighbors think you finally snapped. Honestly, that's on us, and you're welcome.
You're absolutely welcome. Yeah, definitely. So welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Yeah, I mean, I'm here by myself right now, but Billy's, we'll be here soon. Yeah, this is awesome. I mean, I just love the video intros, man. They're great. And little characters just sitting there rambling about us and how terrible we are. I love it. It's great. It's super. I enjoy every minute of that. I'm going to talk some sports for a minute. I just have to. I have to talk sports for a minute. Like, I'm all over the place as a sports fan. I'm everywhere. I'm a Yankees fan, Devils fan. I am a Celtics fan. Green Bay Packers fan, Oklahoma Sooners fan, which, yeah, you see, nobody, not a lot of people, not a lot, in their state do not support their teams half the time. I was never a Celtics fan for a long, long time. And I'm not saying I just became one. I have been one for a while, probably since, I don't know, 1998 maybe. I never really cared for the Celtics. Did love Larry Bird and Robert Parrish and, you know, Kevin McHale, all those guys. I love those guys. But I never was a Celtics fan. Kind of like just despise them. You know, you got the rivalries. You know, you got the Lakers and the Celtics. And, you know, you got Red Sox, Yankees. You got Devils and Bruins or Devils and Rangers or Devils and Islanders. They hate each other. You got the Packers and the Bears, which will be happening this Sunday. And this is a thing, okay? This is something I don't mind it, but I hate it all in one, okay? When your team hasn't done anything for 30-plus years, yes, you went to the Super Bowl against the Colts and you lost. But anyways, when your team hasn't done anything, any team, we're not going to just talk about the Bears. I'm talking about any team, okay? Any team. If you haven't done anything for a long time, and then all of a sudden your team is, like, top-notch for one season so far, and you sit here and have all these bragging, you don't have any bragging rights. You have zero. Until your team is consistent and going on for, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years of constant amazing, being great and having an amazing, you know, record, you have bragging rights. You have plenty. But when you're only been good for one season, well, so far, You have no bragging rights. That's just my opinion. You don't have any. You have none. You have zero. You can't sit there and say, oh, we're the best. Oh, yeah, you're the best now. You were never the best for 30-plus years. So you really have no bragging rights, man. None. Zero. When you are a team that has been number one for years upon years upon years, and then this one team pops up all of a sudden and becomes number one, you have no bragging rights. You have none. When you actually, like I said, when you're consistent and you can constantly take number one over and over and over again, then you have bragging rights. But until then, please be quiet. Anyways, it's annoying. It really is. Like, you, it's fine. It's totally fine. I let it slide. But, like, the Celtics this year, terrible. Absolutely terrible. They're not doing great at all. The last record that I've seen, they were 8-7. I'm not sure what they are now, but I just gave up because they just don't play well. I don't know. It's you can't. You just can't brag. You just can't. You can't brag. You really can't. So that being said, I mean, I have a little more in on that, but it's like, I think the dumb thing is when people are, you know, yeah, Red Sox fans and Yankee fans, and they brag, and the Yankee fans, I'm a Yankee fan, okay? I don't brag about our 27 world championships, okay? We haven't won one since 2009, okay? I don't want to hear nothing out of you. I love the Yankees, like, every ounce of my being. Like, my dad was a huge Yankees fan, and he raised me on the Yankees. And it's funny because, you know, I just listen to these Yankee fans, like, they're always like, oh, yeah, we've won 27 world championships. How many have you won? Well, we yet again, you can brag about that, but we haven't won one since 2009. I think the Red Sox have won one after us. I'm not sure. I think it is. Yeah, it is, definitely. Yeah, I remember. Okay. But still, you have no bragging rights. Just stop talking about the championships. When we win another one, then okay. But stop. Lord. Like, it was like when the Red Sox had Big Poppy, you know, amazing player, phenomenal. In my opinion, terrible first baseman. That's just me. I mean, maybe I'm just stupid, but wasn't the greatest. Good hitter, amazing hitter. But the bragging about him was just ridiculous. Like, nobody knew how to pitch around this guy. Nobody. And every time they threw him something, he'd put it out in orbit somewhere. And it's like, why are you giving him something to hit? I don't understand it. Like, he can't hit high fastballs. I mean, if he can, but he has. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he can't ever, but I don't know. Basketball, Celtics, we won the championship, a year ago? 2 years ago? Year ago? 2 years ago. Somewhere around. I don't remember. Whatever. I don't pay attention after time. But they're playing like, I don't know, like little kids. They're terrible. I don't know why they play. They traded what was his name? I can't remember. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, he was great. I liked that guy, but I know who I'm talking about, and I know you probably do too, but why you traded him, I don't know. And you don't have, we really don't. Okay, again, this is my opinion. Okay, if you don't like my opinion, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, it's totally okay. I don't think we have the bench power. I just don't. I mean, we got some decent players, but we don't have the bench power, you know, to push it forward. We're not doing well. We're terrible. Green Bay, doing good. Second place. Bears, first place for one season. Oh, my Lord. Let's brag about that. I'm so proud of you. Actually, I am, okay? I don't hate teams. I really don't. I hate the people that brag about their teams and their zero bragging rights. It's funny. It's hilarious. To me, it's hilarious. I think it's great. But it's, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you guys, the Bears fans out there. You guys got finally are doing something and winning games. You finally got a good coach. You've been waiting for that for what, 150 years? You finally got a coach. Finally got a good team. You finally got a decent quarterback. He's not top notch or great. Just please stop. I don't know. I don't know. I just can't stand people when they brag about that. I just can't. My Packers play, and there's games that they're terrible at, and I'm just like, whatever. You know, you lost, so what? Or if they beat somebody, I don't jump on people and be like, oh, yeah, guess what? You lost. But I'm going to say this. The Packers are always going to be your daddy. Period. End of discussion. No matter what you do, no matter how many NFC North championships you win, we're always going to be your daddy, period. And the Oklahoma Sooners, I don't know what they're doing. But anyway, yeah, it's weird. I'm an Oklahoma Sooners fan, and I live in Massachusetts. I'm sure, well, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's people out here that are like, they're Cal fans or LSU or, you know, and then it makes sense because maybe some of these people actually went to that college or they just like the colors. I have no idea. Now, when I was a kid, the only reason I picked the Green Bay Packers to be my favorite team is because they were the only team with green and yellow. That was the only reason why I picked them, and I liked them, and I just watched them, and then all of a sudden I was a huge fan. And I remember, what was it, Don the Magic Man, Majikowski? Yeah, him, terrible quarterback, absolutely horrible. And they were always like 1-15 or 2-14 every single year, and then we finally started getting better and better, and we won championships, and the Bears still laid back in the shadows, couldn't deal with it. Yeah, I'm picking on you Bears fans. I don't really care. It's all good. It's all in fun. I do love all my friends that are Bears fans. Sorry. Anyway, hopefully you guys can win a championship in the next 30 years, and, you know, it would be great. Hopefully I'm dead by then because I don't want to see that. And if they do win, congratulations. Proud of your team. Won a championship. Yes, I put it in parentheses, team. Because they're now finally a team. They were never a team. They were terrible. Ah, man. Sports is rough with a lot of people. How do I explain this? Some people are way overboard with it. And some people are just like, eh. You know, whatever. They're just very, you know, nonchalant about it. Some people are just way, way overboard. Like, get a grip. Seriously. Like, you don't need to have a fiasco and blowing your head off with the whole, oh my God, they're the best team on the planet. It's like, dude, relax. Okay? No, they're not. You know, like, Patriots, they're doing great without Tom Brady. I don't know, that quarterback's really good. I don't know his name because obviously that's not important to me because I'm not a Patriots fan. Yes, I'm a sports fan, but I don't pay attention to them. That's not my team. The Eagles are terrible. I mean, they got a good record, but they're terrible. Their defense is horrible. And they say, oh, no, the Bears finally figured out the push-tush. The tush-push. And I'm like, no, they didn't. Just because one guy got free and ran around all the rest of them, they didn't figure it out. It's been stopped before. Nice try, though. Again, stop giving people out teams props that did not figure anything out. Oh, my Lord. It's just, and that's the announcers. Like, seriously. They're just as bad. I think, I just think people need to relax on sports, man. Like, chill out. It's just a game. You're not making any money. You're not there helping them. You can yell at them all you want on the TV screen, but you're not helping them. They can't hear you. It's like video games, man. You got kids out there screaming at the TV screen because you can't kill somebody. Well, if you can't kill them, you can't kill them. Who cares? Just keep going. Just go find somebody else to shoot. You know, whatever. Have fun with that. You know, it's like Call of Duty. Everybody, you know, just explodes. Like, and they throw their controllers or smash their TV. It's like, come on, man. Relax. It's a game. It's just a game. I used to do that, so I really can't say much. When I was a kid, I would slam my controller down like the Sega Genesis, you know, back in the day when, yeah. And I would be so angry, like, that's not fair. Slam it, break it in pieces, and then you try to put it back together. Which, see, the controllers back then I felt were indestructible. Because you know how many times I smashed that thing and had to put it back together and it still worked? Those controllers were unbreakable. Like, the controllers now, they just shatter. And you can't put it back. And when you put it back together, it's still broken. It's not going to work. I'm not saying that's some of them where you slammed them and they actually worked. Maybe you hit it in the right spot where it didn't hit the good stuff. You know, where it makes it actually work. But, yeah, man. I mean, there's a lot of video gamers out there. You know, it's getting... I mean, well, actually, it's actually really cool where there's, you know, kids playing video games out there and they're making money, and that's amazing. That's good stuff. But there's also video gamers out there that do it for stress, you know, mental health, you know, just to keep their self focused. And then you got people out there who turn it off on them and then you get angry and just walk away. That is childish to me, where you have to turn a game off to get attention from somebody. That's just wow. Like, you need to go somewhere or go to Applebee's or something. I don't know. Go have a Shirley Temple. Speaking of Shirley Temples, Billy went over his house the other day and we hung out, and he introduced me to the 7-Up Shirley Temple drink. Okay. Wow. It's actually really good. It's really good. So I decided to go out and buy myself some yesterday. I was like, oh, I got to find this stuff. I went to every store on the planet, and I finally found one store that had one case left, and I picked it up. I grabbed it. They had the bottles, but it doesn't taste the same. I don't know why. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's because of the plastic. To me, it doesn't taste the same in a bottle, like a plastic bottle. It tastes better in a can, like when it's nice and cold. Oh, so delicious. It's so good. So good. They're really good. If you guys can find them, they're a limited edition. I found it at Stop and Shop. You can go to like Market 32 or whatever it's called, Price Chopper, whatever. They don't have them at Walmart because I can't find them anywhere. Big Y? No. So I don't know. You're going to have to find them. Struggle. It's a struggle because everybody buys those things. Because I talked to one dude and he was like, man, you can't keep them on the shelf. I'm like, why? He's like, I don't know. They're so popular. I'm like, just make a Shirley Temple. It's 10 times easier. You know, what is it? I don't know. I don't even know how to make one. Is it Sprite and the cherry juice or something? I don't know. Something. I think that's what it is. Maybe I'm wrong. But, you know, hey, they're really good, though. Don't take me wrong on that one. That, I think I've had 3 cans already. And not today. Because I'd be hyper. Like, I'd be like, I'd need like meds for something because I'd be like, ah. But they're really good. It's really good, excuse me. They're delish, man. I love them. They're really phenomenal, actually. So you actually got to go out there. Anybody who's looking for a Shirley Temple 7-Up, go out there and look for them. They're very hard to find. So good luck. That's all I got to tell you, man. Speaking of shopping, I was shopping the other day. I was looking for, I don't know if anyone's ever heard of these. They used to be like in little like little plastic containers. They were edible cookie dough. I don't know if they sell them anymore anywhere. If anyone knows, please shoot us an email, because I can't find them. My wife loves that stuff, so I want to look for her for that. I want to look for her. I'll look for them for her. And I don't know. I can't even talk. Obviously, I had too many short examples. No, I'm just kidding. I'm trying to find them for her, and I can't find them anywhere. Now, they say not to eat the regular cookie dough because it has egg in it, which makes sense. This doesn't have egg in it, but it tastes exactly the same. And it's 10 times safer for you. So, I mean, I can't find them anywhere. I know they had a Chips Ahoy one. I think they had a birthday cake one. I don't remember. That was nasty. That one I didn't like. That one was gross. I know the Chips Ahoy one was really good. What the heck was the other one? There was another one. I think there was a sugar cookie one. And a Snicker. Maybe it was a Snickerdoodle one. I'm not sure, but those weren't too bad. Peanut butter one, excuse me. Yeah, they had a peanut butter one where they're peanut butter cookie dough, which was actually amazing. But the regular one, I think it was Nestle Toll. It was Nestle Toll House, that's what it was. Not whatever I said. That was good. Those ones were good. The birthday cake one or whatever it was ugh. That didn't taste right. It was way, way too sweet. I think they put like 30 pounds of sugar in that one. I didn't check the grams on the back. It might have been like, I don't know, 80. Because it was a lot. I was like, nah, I'm good. I was like, if that's not going to inflate my liver of a fatty liver right there, oh, I don't know. Something will. Absolutely. So I had fun. I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. I know we should have said that a while ago. Like last show. I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. I didn't get a chance to say it, but I did because I went to a party later that night and I drank a lot, which I shouldn't have. No, I wasn't hammered. No, don't take that. But the funny thing was I was feeling good. Don't get me wrong. But turkey, there's one thing I hate. I don't like turkey legs. I don't know why. I have no idea why. I just don't like turkey legs. It's weird, stupid, and it makes no sense. Okay? It just doesn't make any sense to me. All right? So I came home that night, like, feeling really good, and I picked this turkey leg up, and I just devoured it. Like, there was no meat left. The bone was the only thing that was left. And I have never, ever in my existence done that. Ever. Like, ever. I've never done that. Like, that is not my thing. Like, I do not like turkey legs. I don't know why. It just, it doesn't make sense to me, man. It really does not. But, I don't know. Maybe I'm weird. I'm built different, I guess. I don't understand it. Like, I don't understand why I would hate a turkey leg. And actually, after I ate it, I thought, I was like, wow, that was really good. So, I think I like turkey legs now. I'm not positive, but I think that's an option. So, yeah. So, next time I make turkey, I think I'm going to eat the turkey leg this time. And don't get me wrong. A lot of people don't make turkey half the time. It's like nobody wants to do a turkey on Thanksgiving. And isn't that tradition to me? Everybody does like ham or, I don't know, other stuff like chicken. No. It's got to be turkey, man. You got to have a turkey on Thanksgiving. That's what it's all about. Or a pilgrim, whatever. I'm just kidding. Because they were great. Yeah. So, it's almost that time. We're almost time to do a commercial. But then after the commercial, I'm going to play you guys an amazing Christmas song that I wrote. And it's hilarious. I know you guys have ever heard Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Well, that's not what this one's called. It's funny. It's funny. It's very funny. I like it. Everybody that listens to it, that I showed it to, they liked it. So I'll play that after the commercial break. You know, because I want to. And I want everyone to hear it. I think it's like a 3-minute long song. So if you guys are driving home, you get to hear a Christmas song that you've never heard before. It is not written. It's written by me, but it definitely isn't sung by me. It's AI sings it for me because I can't sing. So listening to me sing, it's like a dying calf in a hailstorm. It's terrible. Like you don't want that noise. You don't want that noise. I don't have the voice for that. I will never have the voice for any of that. I want to sound like Ed Sheeran. Or the guy from that Wham band. No, I'm good. Yeah, he's not here anymore. George Michaels. Like, I can't sing, man. Singing is just... That's probably the worst thing I could ever try and do. I've tried. Like, if you get some drinks in me and I can do some karaoke, I'll do it. I don't really... I sing... Okay, when I lived in Ecuador, they had karaoke nights there at this American bar that we used to go to. And every time I would go, I would drink a couple drinks, and then I'm okay. I would get up and sing Ice, Ice Baby. Like, seriously, everybody wanted to hear this song for me because I sung it every time I was there. And they're like, yo, you got to sing Ice, Ice Baby. Oh, you got to sing Ice. It's like, all right, cool, I'll do it. And it's, I did it, and now it's like a thing there. And I went there, like I said a few weeks ago, that I went there for 3 weeks. And I found out that everybody remembered. They're like, sing Ice Ice Baby. And I was like, oh, man. So I sung Ice Ice Baby. Fun. I loved it. And then I tried to sing a song with my wife and talk about mutilation. Okay? Like butchering. Okay? I sung an Ed Sheeran song with my wife. It was horrid. Like... It was so bad. There was like, I don't even know how to explain it. People were like leaving. And I was laughing while I was singing. Like, people were just walking out. They're like, nah, we're good. We're definitely not going to listen to this. This is terrifying. Like, who sings? Who sings like that? Like, you sound like you're literally dying. Like, it's horrible. Like, it's absolutely terrible. It's absolutely terrible. Like, I don't understand. If you can't sing, don't get up and sing. Like, yes, I get it. It's courage. You got to get up there and do it. You got to test the waters and see if you can do this. But for me, don't. Okay, if you can't sing, don't get up there. But if you want to, that's fine. I'm not saying... Yeah, I don't want to hear you sing, but if you're giving it your best shot and you're doing what you can, fine, whatever, that's cool. But to me, no, stay away from the mic. Just stay away from the mic. Don't get up there and sing to your heart's content, because it's not going to happen. You're not going to sound like Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera or Celine Dion. You're not going to sound like them. So don't try to hit those notes. It's impossible. Like people trying to sing Queen. You can't sing Queen. You can't do it. He has a specific voice, the way he sings. You can't do it. It's not possible. It's not possible. And if you can, well, I can't say that because there's a guy on America's Got Talent that did it, and he sounded just like him, and it was amazing. So there is somebody out there. There's probably quite a few. Like, there's doppelgangers of other people, like me. Everybody's like, yo, I just saw you at Big Y. No, you didn't. Wasn't even there. What, are you crazy? Did you take your meds today? No, it's like, I don't know. I just don't. If you can't do it, don't do it. If you can't sing, don't sing. Don't try. Don't even give it. Like, try it at home first before you do it out in the open, because people are brutal, man. They don't care these days. They don't care. They'll tell you, they'll be like, Jesus, you hear that? Oh my God, you can't even sing. But the funny thing is, the people that are laughing at you are the people that can't sing at all or even getting up there and trying. Those are the people I don't like. Right there. You got to get up. If you're going to criticize others, get up there and sing. I want to hear you. I definitely want to hear you. That would be phenomenal. Maybe. Maybe it wouldn't. Maybe it would sound like, I don't know, somebody running over a squirrel. I don't know, but it's... It wouldn't sound like a squishing noise. That's not what I mean. It wouldn't be pleasant. Like, if you're going to criticize other people that can't sing, I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying don't. If you can't do it, don't. Just don't. Other people are just not the nicest. You know what I mean? They're just not. Just whatever. I don't really care. If you want to do it, do it. And if you feel like, oh, I'm going to do it again. Okay. I'm not stopping you. I don't care. Me, I'm not doing that again. Ever. It was so bad. He was like, you sound amazing. Don't lie to me. Why are you lying to me? I don't like when you lie to me. Alrighty. So, I finished a half hour, so thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. We will be right back after this commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
All right, we made it back. How did we do that? So, since we made it back, I am going to play the wonderful Christmas song. Hopefully, there's nothing bad. It's funny. It's all it is. It's just funny. It's like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. I did try to write one called Grandma Got Run Over by a Buick. I don't know. It wasn't coming out the way I liked it. Okay, period. So this one I wrote, I liked this one. This one's funny. Okay, it's long. It's like 3 minutes. I'm sure you guys can handle that, right? Can you all out there handle that? You know, it's only a drive home, right? You guys want to hear Christmas? Because it's Christmas time, right? Ching, ching, ching. Oh, you hear the sleigh bells and Santa's big whatever. Anyway, I'm going to play this for you guys and hope you enjoy it.
It was Christmas Eve, I was half asleep. Coke on the counter getting cold. Stockings by the fire, tree lit up bright. Everything was looking like pure gold. Then I heard a thump, then another bump. Something on the rooftop in the dark. Figured it was Santa and his jolly elves. Till the night got hit by a biological spark. There was a rumble like a train in the distance. Then a whistle like a teapot scream. Mom yelled, did we just lose the furnace? Dad said, nope, that came from up the flue, it seems. Santa blew my chimney apart with his terrible fart. Bricks in the yard, reindeer scattered like sparks. All the ornaments shook, cat flew off of the couch. And the tree did the jitterbug right over the pouch. You can talk about magic and reindeer, but I saw Santa blow the shingles clean off with his fart. We ran to the window, saw a mushroom cloud made of gingerbread and peppermint mist. Reindeer holding the noses, Rudolph yelling, bro, you really need a doctor for this. Santa crawled from the rubble in a hazmat coat. Soot on his beard, eyes watering red. Said sorry about the property damage, folks. Mrs. Claus made chili and I should have gone to bed. His list flew off like a flock of pigeons. My snowman melted on the lawn. The neighbor's inflatable penguin family just gave up on life and quietly moved on. Santa blew my chimney apart with his terrible fart. Sent the cookies and the milk clear into the pot. All the carolers stopped, lost the will to sing. Even Alexa said, I can't process this thing. Sure, Christmas is a time to open your heart, but not enough to little Santa weaponize a fart. Now the fire chief's taking statements, saying, kid, what blew up your roof? Do I blame the gas line, faulty wiring, or the man in red with the nuclear caboose? The adjuster asked, was it lightning? I said, buddy, it was worse than that. You ever seen a candy cane vaporize? 'Cause a jolly dude ripped one under his hat. Santa patched the hole with a gift card. Said, sorry about your house, here's 50 bucks. Left a note for the EPA upstairs. Please don't test my sleigh for hazardous stuff. Now every year we leave less chili. Stick to salad, maybe mild cheese. And we built the drive-thru style front door so he never has to gas boost down our flue again.
please.
Santa blew my chimney apart with his terrible fart. Turned my living room into abstract art. But he winked and he laughed, said it's all okay. You'll remember this more than any old sleigh. So if your house starts to shake and your dog just barks, duck and cover, Santa's lining up another fart. Yeah, if Christmas night smells a little too tart, it's just Santa turbo boosting with his terrible fart.
All right, man, that was great. I loved it. That was awesome. Oh, we got a special guest here. You want to see? There he is.
Oh, yeah, I'm special, all right.
No, you're not special. We're all special.
Special in our own little ways.
Yes, we are.
That's it.
I was just talking about sports.
That's fun.
Sports. I was talking about how much, like rivalries and stuff like that, and how people, like, what I said was you can be the worst team on the planet for, like, 30-plus years. Like, the Bears are going against the Packers.
Yeah.
The Bears are finally in first place. They haven't been in first place since, what, who knows how long. And now you got all these bragging rights. Dude, you have no bragging rights. You haven't done nothing for 30 years. You can talk all you want, but it's not going to do you any good.
Yeah, but I think that they deserve some bragging rights. I mean, to be that low for that long, and then now they've come together as a team. That was like the whole Red Sox Yankees rivalry when the Red Sox finally beat the Yankees, you know, the first time and then the second time. And it was like after how many years?
It was like 86, right?
It was years and years of just this block where the Red Sox just couldn't do it.
No, but the thing is, this is what I'm saying. Like, the Red Sox were always good. Like, meaning they were always, like, right there. You know what I mean?
They almost got there. Almost.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying they were right there. Yeah. But the Bears were here.
Bad news,
always
Bears.
In last place. Couldn't make the playoffs. That's what I'm talking about. Red Sox were making the playoffs. These guys are always like, yo, we're in first place. You ain't got bragging rights, dude. You haven't done nothing consistent for 30 years. I don't want to hear anything.
Yeah, but it's also not the same team members.
No, I know. I get that. But, I mean, I don't know. I just hate it. It's just
different coaches, different team members. They got a good team is what it is.
No, I gave them props. I did give them props. I said that, you know, I'm proud of you guys. You're doing good. You got a good coach finally. You got a good team. And I said you got a good
somebody's kicking butt. Somebody's, somebody's kicking butt in scrimmage.
Yeah, somebody's like, oh, yeah, sign me to the team.
Somebody's hurt. Somebody's hurting right now.
Don't get me wrong. They're doing great. They really are. I don't hate the team. That's what I've done. That's the thing. I don't hate teams. I just hate people that act stupid about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, yep.
You know, it's just...
Wasn't it on Roseanne, Dan's favorite team was the Bears?
Yeah. Yeah, he loved the Bears. And everybody that said anything about him, he was like, what'd you just say?
Chicago Bears. I remember him sitting on his couch, you know, the checkered couch.
Oh, that thing.
From the 80s.
Probably smelled like dust and dander.
Probably smelled like old beer and
a little bit of vomit in the corner.
Cheetos. Cheetos. Old beer and Cheetos.
Why does it smell like Doritos over here? Oh, it's my feet. Don't worry.
And the throw blanket that was on it.
I know. That thing sat there for like the whole entire seasons. All the seasons.
Yeah, I don't think it was ever washed. I don't think anyone ever used it.
I don't think anybody ever used that thing.
It was just for looks.
It just looked super nice and pretty, and it was like one of the, it was like the ones with the holes in them, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Like that knitted freaking whatever it was. The yarn. Blanket.
Yeah.
Yarn blanket. I yearn for your blanket. I don't know.
Knitted.
It's so pretty.
I made you a knitted blanket for Christmas.
You are?
Yeah, making it for you so you can throw it on your couch.
It's got to be the same colors.
Yeah, puke green and orange.
I would throw it right there, too, and leave him like, and start being like, I'm a Packer fan. I'm not a Bears fan.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna put my name in it in cursive.
Yeah.
You say Billy. Can't be any worse than the socks I got you last year with my face all over them.
I know. I wore those one day. I was freezing. I was like, I'm putting these on. And I was walking around, and I can't remember. I think it was Victoria. She was like, what are you wearing? I was like, socks. And she's like, whose face is that? And I was like, look closer. She's like, oh, my God, that's Billy.
Just in case you forgot who your best friend was.
Exactly. Ta-da!
I got you these. My favorite thing was when you told your wife to use the fanny pack, I got you. The hairy belly fanny pack.
Dude, it's so white. It kind of matches me.
Yeah.
It's so white, dude.
That Isn't was, like, it funny? Perfect. You could go shirtless and wear it. No one would ever know.
Lock your pouch.
When you open it, it's like, what are you doing? Oh, wait, that's a fanny pack.
Are you a doctor?
Mm-hmm. Want to see what I can do? Hold my beer.
You like my skin pocket?
Yeah.
Did you ever see the movie, what's the name of it? It's driving me nuts now. I can't remember. Forget it.
That's a great movie.
It's amazing.
I've seen it.
Dude, it's the funniest thing I ever watched.
I just watched it.
There's
the other night.
I can't remember the name of it. Something Bronco. Gentleman Bronco. You ever see that movie?
No.
Dude, you got to watch a movie. Stupidest movie ever, but there's a part in it where...
You got to watch it. Stupid,
no,
but you got to watch
stupid
it.
Stupid, because I was like, oh, that's funny. Oh, God, that's funny. Like, there's a part where this kid writes a book, right?
Yep.
And he goes to, like, this class or this camp type thing, and this guy steals his book because he has a huge writer's block, so he steals his book and then he gets it published.
Yeah.
Right. But he's reading it different than what he wrote. The guy changed a whole bunch of stuff in it.
Yeah,
there's a part
the plagiarism.
In it, there's a part in it where this guy's got like long, like whitish hair, and he's standing there and he goes and he holds this rock in his hand, and he goes, "We should blow on this rock. You wanna blow on this rock?" And he goes, "Ooh."
What?
I'm not kidding. I was dying. Yeah, and he goes, "You do it." And she goes, "Ooh." And he goes, "No." There's this kid in the movie that is like infatuated with this girl, and he eats his chips and he eats them so loud. And he's looking at the girl in her ear, and he's like, and just chewing them. And this kid just looks over at him, and he's like that. And then the girl comes over to him. He goes, "Can you, like, massage my hand?" Like that. And he's like, okay. And she squirts, like, 1,000 pounds of, I don't know what it is.
Hand cream?
Yeah, and he's like, and all you hear is,
ew.
Dude, it's the funniest movie, but stupidest movie. I'm telling
you. Good for ASMR. Yeah,
it's so funny, man. I don't know what it is.
Blow on this rock. What?
I don't know what it was about. That didn't make any sense.
I guess a wind could sound like that.
But it was so funny.
In an old creaky house.
He's like, "Look, I found this stone. Let's blow on this stone."
See, when you said long white hair, I just thought of Emmett Brown from Back to the Future. So now I'm trying to picture him doing it.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah.
Marty! Blow on the stone.
Yeah.
Exactly. Marty, you have to come back to the future with me.
Blow on the stone.
Roads. We don't need roads.
Where we're going, we don't need roads. Is this the future? I mean, I think it's funny that they were like, it's 2015. And we're like, we're way past that, bro. There's no flying cars yet. I mean,
was it 2015
is.
Or 2021?
It's 2015.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah, it was October 1st, 2015.
I thought it was, maybe it was October 21st.
I don't know, something. Somewhere, yeah, maybe it was. I don't know. But me and my
but
wife.
But yeah, the way that they depicted the future.
Yeah, I know.
It was like flying car. But you know what? We're not at the flying car point, but we're kind of at the point because they were like, they opened the door with their thumbprint.
Yep.
You know, you can have like a whole house, almost like Alexa, where you can actually walk in and have it turn on like smart homes.
Yep.
You know, so like we're there, but we're not quite how they depicted it.
I mean, they got.
We're not flying yet.
No. Somewhat. There's like the hover cars. Those things are pretty cool. I've
seen
those.
Do you know that they drove hover cars past my elementary school in the 80s?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, that was forever ago.
I want to get one of those hover cars. I'd be like, I can't do this. I'd be like, nee. See ya. You wouldn't see me on the radio show
like
again.
What, like an inch off the ground or something?
No, they go up. They go way up.
But yeah, we're not really flying though.
I mean, I don't think I would be able to do it. I have the attention span of a popcorn fart. I just can't.
I'll tell you, I've flown a plane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you posted that, didn't you?
Yeah, I've flown a plane a couple times.
Yeah.
I had to stop the lessons for a little while, but I'll go back to it. But yeah.
Was it like a Cessna?
No.
No. You're like, no?
No, unfortunately, I can't fly a turbine engine plane.
Oh.
Not yet. But you gotta have a specific license for that.
Yeah.
So you can get your license to fly a plane like a single engine.
Yeah. So the Cessna is the ones that like.
No.
You didn't fly the propeller one.
No. They're propellers. They have engines.
Oh, okay.
They have turbine engines.
Okay.
But these ones have propeller engines.
Yeah.
So even though you might see propellers on the side of a Cessna, it's still got turbine engines. It's a jet.
Yeah.
I didn't fly any jets, but I'll tell you. That flying a plane is like a little plane like that. It's not like one of those big planes.
Yeah.
You're not flying like all, you know.
10,000, 30,000 feet.
Well, no, you're definitely not. You're only about 3,000 feet, 4,000 at the most. But it's not a very smooth ride.
Oh, I bet.
And you're watching everything. So there's just no way that you can take, you know, you can't like take your hand off. Off the
like, look at the scenery, like the
wheel. Yeah, you can't. I didn't. Now, the first time I flew a plane, like I was literally not looking. I was looking at all the instruments, looking at where I was. I seriously like was paying attention to all of that stuff, and I had like a second to look out the window.
You're like, hat.
and to see, yeah, to see the mountainside. And I was like, as long as we're not going down towards the mountain, we're good. Like I had my instructor with me. So yeah. There's no, you know, I wasn't by myself or anything.
We're not playing the game alive.
But it's a lot bumpier than you'd think.
Well, I mean, I figured because they're not like.
You feel the turbulence. Yeah. You feel it a lot, but like it's cool.
Yeah.
It's the coolest thing. And it doesn't look the same like when you're looking out the window of a car.
Yeah.
Like you'd see everything. Looking out the windshield of a plane is weird.
Is it?
Yeah, because you gotta have like you gotta have like the nose up. So you can't really see like straight out at the say you have like you're looking out but you're looking at a mountain. So you pick out a spot on the mountain to keep your eye on, you know. Yeah. You can't actually keep watching that spot. Because you'll just fly to that spot. Yeah, so you can't keep watching that spot. But you have to watch to make sure that the nose of the plane stays up.
Yeah.
And it's a little higher than you think it is. So it's harder to see out the windshield of a little plane than it is to look at a large, like, commercial airplane.
Yeah.
Which would be cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they do lessons in Great Barrington.
Do they do them I think they do them here, don't they? At the Pittsfield Airport?
Don't know if they do them at the Pittsfield Airport. I don't think that they have it at the Pittsfield Airport.
I'm not sure. They used to. I know they
They teach it in Great Barrington.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Billy flew a plane. I didn't. I knew that because my wife said something. She was
couple
like,
times.
Did you know Billy flew a plane? I was like, what? Like that? She's like, he flew a plane.
I want to get my license.
I was like, oh.
Yeah, I want to get my pilot's license. It'd be pretty cool. And then you can go and you can go further in your education.
Yeah.
And you can get your license to fly twin engine planes or turbine engine planes. And then if you want to go even further, you can get your commercial pilot's license. But you have to go somewhere else. You know, like they don't do all of that. Great Barrington, but you can start off there.
That's cool. I think it's awesome.
Not bad.
I've wanted to fly a plane, and all I get is my wife going, no. I'm like, why? She goes, no. I'm like, why? She's like, no, I don't want you flying a plane. She was like, I'd like to keep my husband. What do you think? I'm stupid, and I'm just going to be like, look, there's a mountain. Let's hit it.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm telling you, if I can do it, you can do it.
If I can do it, not everybody can do it.
But it is interesting. So there's like maneuvers they teach you.
Yeah.
Depending on your level.
They're going up. No, I'm scared.
Well, no, like they can teach you what happens, like what you can do if you stall.
Yeah.
Out at a low altitude, like if you're taking a corner.
Yeah.
Like you're turning and you stall because that can happen.
Oh, that's great.
So they teach you how to handle that. And what to do.
Did they?
It's sort of like firefighting. When you go to firefighter school, when you go to the Massachusetts Academy, they teach you how to stay alive.
Yeah.
Literally, like, that's what they teach. They teach you how to do everything, how you can stay alive and go home. Like, yeah. So it's the same thing. Like, they teach you, like, how to stay alive in an airplane, how to fly it, but how to stay alive. That's neat.
Well, it's funny because I wanted to try it, but then I'm, like, skeptical about it because I don't like Cessna planes. I just don't like them. They creep me out. Like, they're too...
You're not going to get in one of those. You're in a little tiny... airplane.
That's what a Cessna is, a little tiny...
A Cessna's a jet.
No, a Cessna's a little tiny airplane.
Oh, a Cessna's a jet.
No, a Cessna's not... Look it up.
You look it up,
I don't
phone.
Have my phone. A Cessna, I fly a Cessna all the time in...
a game?
Yeah. It's a little tiny airplane. But see, the game is absolutely realistic, and it's creepy. Because I can fly over Pittsfield, and I see everything. Saying I see... freaking GE. It's just creepy. Yeah.
When I'm in Great Barrington, when I went up,
yeah,
I can see GE in from Great Barrington.
That's creepy.
Yeah, it's tiny.
So you said you were
like 3,000 feet.
3,000 feet?
4,000 at the most. You don't want to be, they don't have you go up too high.
Yeah.
They're little planes.
I went too high in the game. I was like going up to like 7. I just kept going. And then it was like stall. And I was like, oh, see ya.
But yeah, there's a few different maneuvers that you got to do, a few different things you got to watch as you're going up in the air and coming back down.
So you got to take off and everything like that?
No, he took off.
Oh, that sucks.
Like, and landed it, but that's because I'm not at that point yet.
Yeah.
So like, but I got to fly after we got up there. He's like, okay, it's all yours. So I'm like, What
am I doing?
My first lesson, I was like, I didn't know I was going to fly a plane. I thought we were going to go up and we were going to like look at all the instruments. We were just going to like do that. But we went up and he's like, no, you're going to fly. I'm like, okay. I mean, how do you learn to swim sometimes? Yeah. You just jump in, right?
Yeah, your dad throws you in. He's like, swim,
I am not
loser.
Opposed. I am not opposed to it. That's how I did things. That's how I always do things.
Yeah.
That's how I learn.
Just do it.
Yeah. That's what I did, you know. Back in 2017, for firefighting, dude, I just jumped in. I just did it. And then when I didn't know what the hell I was doing, that's when I was like, I need to go to the academy. So I went to the academy and just did. That's it. That's how you do it.
That's exactly how you do it.
You can't be afraid of things. You got to just do them.
Just do it.
And then you find out it's really fun.
Yep. Just jump in and do it.
Yeah. Flying is fun.
I don't know. I want to do it though.
The academy was fun, but it was a lot of work.
I want to do it, but my wife's like terrified. She's like, flying? No, you're not flying that thing. I don't want you to die. I'm like, I'm not gonna. See, I can see it now. Well, it's your time to land. Okay, wham! Did it. Well, the wheels.
I want to learn how to fly a helicopter.
Wheels are like this.
Yeah. I want to fly a helicopter. I think that would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's scary. Those creep me out. I've been in one when I went to New York City one time. They did this whole like when the helicopter ride. Yeah, when the Twin Towers were there.
Yeah,
and we did it for school.
That's cool.
And we went around the Twin Towers. I'm like, like freaking out because I've never been in a plane or like in a helicopter in my life. And I'm just sitting there like. He's like, are you buckled up? I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay. I was like, do you have another one? Like, I just wanted to put like 30
another,
of them
another
on.
Another seatbelt on? Yeah.
Like, it's going to matter if you go down, bro. It doesn't matter.
It looks like it'd be easier to take off and land a helicopter.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Just go, whoop, whoop. That's it.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I couldn't tell you because I've only flown a plane.
Bam!
But I would love to learn how to fly a helicopter. Besides that, like, helicopters are probably cheaper.
Yeah.
So, like, if I ever wanted to buy a helicopter someday, I'd be able to do it. But do you know how much a jet costs?
But that's when you get mad at people and you just go, get the chopper! Get the chopper! Get the chopper!
I spent so much time the other day looking for just a clip of that.
Get in the chopper!
Get in the chopper!
Oh, that's funny.
But that one where he said it like a bunch of times,
yeah,
it was awesome.
Get in the chopper!
And he's like, "I gotcha."
No, gotcha now.
Gotcha now.
I gotcha. So, I'm gonna do the interview with Chantel, I can't remember nothing. This pre-Alzheimer's crap is ridiculous.
Alzheimer's, yeah. that's how it works.
It's terrible. I don't like it.
Chantel?
Chantel is going to... We're going to interview Chantel. That's going to be fun.
When's that?
I don't know. Gotta finish it. I was doing some of it yesterday. I was on the mic, and I was just like, hey, Chantel. Yeah. My wife's like, looking at me. I'm like, what? She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just talking. She's like, why are you talking like that? I was like, Chantel. She's like, oh. I was like, we're going to do an interview with her. She's like, how are you going to do that? I was like, skill.
Very carefully.
I was like, I'll have the questions, and then I'll give Billy some, and then we'll just answer, and then we'll just hit the, and she'll just answer them. My luck, I'll put 3 in front of 2 and 2 in front of 3, and I'll be like, oh, wrong one.
But we're going to make it happen.
Yeah, you know, like, what's your favorite food there, Chantel? Well, the other day I was walking down the street. Dang it. Whoopsie.
My name is Chantel.
My name is Chantel. Will you do me a favor? Shut up. No, I don't want to.
I don't want to.
You're stupid. Why do you talk like that? Why do you talk like that?
It would be funny to have them arguing with each other.
Oh, my God. That would be great.
It would be pretty funny. We'd be sitting here, like, looking back and forth at them.
Yeah, it's what? Like, you guys need to... You don't yell at Walken because he's the person you want to aggravate.
Walken, if you keep yelling, we're going to have to listen to an annoying voice.
Yeah. She's like, you better stop it.
She's going to tell us her name is Chantel like 30 more times.
I know. She's like, if you don't stop it, I'll be right. My name's Chantel. I'm going to come over there. Why? Why do you need to announce your name 30 times?
I don't know, but it's funny.
It is.
The first time I ever heard that.
You were dying.
It was funny.
You guys will look great in Speedos. My name's Chantel.
Just in case you forgot.
I was laughing when I was doing it. I wish I still had the outtakes.
The outtakes are the best.
I wish I still had the outtakes of that. It was so funny. I was like, My name's Chantel. They started dying for no reason. Like, it was like, well, hee. You know,
No, but you can't help it though.
No, it was bad. It was bad. Like I did it like 30 times. That whole one piece, and I was like, okay, we can do it this time. Oh my God, you guys look great in Speedos.
You guys look great in Speedos.
You guys look great in Speedos.
Did you ever notice that people do that whenever they're trying not to laugh?
Yeah.
Too?
Like, you guys give me a drink of water.
Did you hear that?
I'm so funny. Oh my God, they give me a drink of the bathroom.
Oh my God. It's not everybody, but like a lot of people do that.
I know, it's funny.
And it's when they're when they're trying not to laugh and say something at the same time.
It's
why
I love it.
Why is it like they go up?
I don't know. They're like, why are you going higher? Stop.
Probably because you're pushing out the air because you're trying to laugh.
You're trying.
Because it would sound really funny if you're trying to do it low.
You're trying to hold it in, but you're also trying to get it out. Because
if you were to like do it like that, it wouldn't be as easy.
No, it wouldn't.
Would you like saying something funny, and you're like, did you hear that?
Oh, we got to do the minute thing because we got to end a minute early. That's it. Okay, we're done. Anyway, well, thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Thanks, guys, for watching the show. We really appreciate it. We hope you have a good rest of your day. Thank you.
Click. Have a good rest of your day.
And that's Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea, folks. Where we came, we saw, and we absolutely obliterated any sense of decorum you might have had when you started listening. We've laughed, we've cringed, we've collectively wondered what possessed us to keep going, and somehow it's been the best 15 minutes, or however long you've been here, of pure, unfiltered chaos. Chuck's cackling is still echoing in the studio, Billy's trying to catch his breath, and your narrator is just sitting here, completely disheveled, questioning all of life's choices. If your face hurts from laughing, your sides are sore, or you're now concerned about your mental stability, congratulations, you've successfully survived another episode. We regret nothing. Well, we regret nothing. You might. That's kind of the point. Make sure you subscribe, leave a review if you're feeling generous, or masochistic, same thing, and tell your friends about us. Warn them, really. Give them fair warning that Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea is the beverage that leaves a permanent stain on your judgment and makes you question everything you thought was funny before. Until next time, keep your standards low, your humor lower, and your faith in humanity at an all-time minimum. This has been Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. We'll see you in the next one, if you survived this one.